Welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today in the studio we have Andrew. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, I'm Andrew Horseman. I am a junior. I am a instrumental music education major, and I'm a transfer student from East Central College from Union, Missouri. And yeah.
So first and foremost, tell me a little bit about your major.
Instrumental music education. As a junior, we're working a lot on the instrument techniques right now. So mm-hmm. We're going through learning as many instruments that appear in the band world and the orchestra world. So taking brass tech right now. We've gone through the low brass. We're working on high brass now. Spending a lot of time with the horn, mm-hmm. French horn. Also in string techniques, which just got to double bass. I think I've played one note on it so
nice.
Far. But yeah, so those have been keeping me really busy. And then vocal techniques as well. That's the main instrumental education side of it, but also just taking general pedagogy courses, getting ready to go out into the field next semester, that kind of stuff. So,
what are you planning to do in the field? Like, are you wanting to do private lessons? Like, what does your career path kind of look like?
That's something a lot of us can think about for a long time. But mm-hmm. I do enjoy private lessons quite a lot. I was very set on that for a long time. I do eventually want to be a band director. I'm not sure what level yet. Probably high school, middle mm-hmm. school. I have a really fun time with that. Getting out into the education sphere more with the program here has gotten me more comfortable with that too. I think high school, middle school is where I'd like to be
awesome.
Band director. Yeah.
And is it difficult coming in as a transfer student, especially in a field like music that's so connection-based and hands-on?
Yeah, connection-based is really important there because Union, Missouri is 2 hours away from Cape Girardeau. It's much closer to the St. Louis area, and I have a lot more connections up there, just a lot more people I know in that area. So coming down here and, you know, don't have all those connections, it's not really a fresh start, but it's kind of a very different landscape, I guess. But mm-hmm. as for transferring, East Central has a really good agreement with SEMO with how all the credits transfer. So I'm on very good track for a transfer student to graduate in another 2 years. So East Central is very good about music classes that transfer to other schools besides SEMO. So I'm on pretty good track there and getting used to different connections here. Yeah.
Are there any ensembles you're in that just like you love?
Yeah, I'm in quite a few ensembles. Wind Symphony, Marching Band, and then also Jazz Combo, Percussion Ensemble, and Show Band. I enjoy all of those. I had a really great time at the Wind Symphony concert most recently. That was one of our best concerts by far. I have a really good time in Jazz Combo. We just had the Spectrum Record Lounge hosted the last jam session of the semester. Marching Band, as the season wraps up, the energy's kind of hyping up. Percussion Ensemble, it's really good to be surrounded by all the other people in my studio playing, you know, music that is very tailored to us. And Show Band is just a blast. We mm-hmm. we have a great time. It's a good time to just shred on the drum set and just have a little fun. So
yeah, if you're not done with Marching Band, you can get your pep
yes,
in there.
Yes, very, very true. But if I had to pick a favorite, that would be very difficult. I'd have to go with Wind Symphony right mm-hmm. now. It's very challenging. It pushes me a lot as a musician. It's good to work together with everyone. So really, really have a good time in Wind Symphony.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I always like to open the floor to my guests. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to note about your college experience or your time here at SEMO? Maybe a favorite memory of yours?
Yeah, we just got back a couple days ago. The percussion studio took a trip to PASIC, which is the International Percussion Conference.
Mm-hmm.
We carpooled to Indiana and stayed for about 4 nights. And that was a very, very eye-opening experience of, like I said, with Percussion Ensemble, it's very specific to us. That was even more specific to us. And there's just so much at that conference, going from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. at every single night in the same building, just getting tons and tons of information. There are a lot of great clinicians, a lot of great performances. They have an exposition hall mm-hmm. where all the vendors are, and you know, you can check out new music, check out new mallets, everything percussion related. And it was just such a good time. I'm not to say that percussion gets ignored a lot of the time, because we don't, but it's good to see something very specific to us. So
right, it's always nice to have a niche.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a very good experience recently, and Only bad part was coming back from the time change. No, that was a very strong highlight of the last couple weeks in the year overall. So very inspiring to me as someone who hasn't really gotten out into the world of percussion as much. It was like, there is something out here for you. There is a lot out here for you, in fact. So that was a really good time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with me today.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.